Report Quantifies Solar Deployment, Predicts Slowdown, written by John Crop Lee, and read by an automated voice. A new report quantifies the build-out of solar power generation in 2025 and forecasts the slowdown expected to result from federal policy changes. The Solar Energy Industries Association and Wood Mackenzie issued their third-quarter U.S. Solar Market Insight report on September 8. They said that while 18 gigawatts of new solar capacity was added in the United States in the first half of 2025, the One Big Beautiful Bill Act signed into law at the start of the second half, along with the many regulatory and policy changes made by the Trump administration, has significantly reduced forecasts for future deployment. The 18 gigawatts of photovoltaic solar installed in the first half accounted for 56% of all new capacity additions nationwide, the report said. But construction tapered off in the second quarter of 2025, when only 7.5 gigawatts was installed, 28% less than in the first quarter of 2025 and 24% less than in the second quarter of 2024. The report notes that the implications of the bill still are being determined. It predicts that while solar panels will continue to be installed widely, capacity additions will be 4 to 18% less than was predicted before the bill, depending on several factors.
OBBBA is a seismic shift for the solar industry and has fundamentally changed the federal policy landscape for energy, the report concludes.
Instead of unleashing this American economic engine, the Trump administration is deliberately stifling investment, which is raising energy costs for families and businesses, and jeopardizing the reliability of our electric grid, CIA President Abigail Ross Hopper said in announcing the report. But no matter what policies this administration releases, the solar and storage industry will continue to grow because the market is demanding what we're delivering: reliable, affordable, American-made energy. Much depends on the bill's interpretation and execution. The provisions for the critical 45Y and 48E tax credits, for example, were not as bad as they could have been, while obstacles being erected to halt wind and solar power on public land are quite onerous. The report notes, the market reality for the solar industry will be shaped by federal policy actions and their outcomes in the coming months. Michelle Davis, head of solar research at Wood Mackenzie, added, there is considerable downside risk for the solar industry if the federal permitting environment creates more constraints for solar projects.
The solar industry is already navigating dramatic policy changes as a result of OBBBA.
Further uncertainty from federal policy actions is making the business environment for the solar industry incredibly challenging. Other takeaways from the report include: residential solar installations totaled 1.06 gigawatts in the second quarter, down 9% year-over-year and 3% quarter-over-quarter. Interest rates, concerns about the economy, and policy uncertainty weigh on the sector. Commercial solar installations totaled 585 megawatts, a second quarter record driven by California. Community solar installations totaled just 174 megawatts, 52% less than in the second quarter of 2025, as programs in major markets reach or approach their capacity with no significant new markets to take their place.
The immediate impact of OBBBA is muted by the quantity of projects that already are underway, by the rush to start new projects in time to meet tax credit deadlines, and by an intense need for new electricity generating capacity that cannot be met quickly enough with natural gas.
Energy storage jumped to 26% of capacity additions in the first half of 2025, the largest percentage ever, by a wide margin. U.S. solar module manufacturing capacity grew 4.3 gigawatts to 55.4 gigawatts in the second quarter, but there were no additions of upstream manufacturing capacity, such as for polysilicon, wafer or cell manufacturing. Power prices for Texas solar projects were 50% lower in 2024 than in 2023, contributing to a sharp decrease in deployment there in 2025. Nonetheless, Texas added 3.8 gigawatts of solar capacity in the first half of 2025, more than half the national total. The cost of residential systems averaged $3.36 per watt DC, 2% higher than in the second quarter of 2024. Commercial systems averaged $1.57, 10% higher. Utility-scale systems averaged $1.25 for single-axis tracking installations and $1.11 for fixed-tilt, both 4% higher. Engineering/procurement/construction, permitting, logistics and other miscellaneous costs increased by an average of 30% over the second quarter of 2024 as risks associated with tariffs and policy uncertainty are priced into contracts. In the first half of 2025, 77% of all solar capacity installed was in states won by President Trump, including 8 of the top 10 states for new solar installations: Texas, Indiana, Arizona, Florida, Ohio, Missouri, Kentucky, and Arkansas. The new report comes on the heels of the announcement of a policy agenda that CIAA and its members will be pressing in national and state capitals in the coming months. Solar and Storage Industry Policy Agenda for a Reliable, Secure Grid offers a blueprint that includes modernizing energy infrastructure, supporting development of domestic supply chains, and investing heavily in solar and storage technologies. It is a message that appears not to have resonated with the President and his Republican allies in Congress over the past 10 months, but CIAA called it a common-sense approach to meeting rising power demand and strengthening the grid.